A 7 on the WOKV weather meter, tracking partly to mostly cloudy skies today. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Some afternoon and midday showers beginning to develop, and even a rumble of thunder as the sea breeze advances inland. We'll see highs today in the mid to upper 80s, very warm and humid as we go through the first day of fall, the autumnal equinox at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time. So we will be tracking a warm day as we enter fall officially. But we will be seeing a few thunderstorms, even into this evening, ahead of a cold front that will be passing through overnight tonight and into tomorrow morning. That will actually usher in some drier air. You'll begin to notice it, especially Thursday afternoon, once that air can get in here with winds blowing in out of the north and northwest behind the front starting Thursday morning. We will begin to notice that. So that's at least some good news. And highs will be knocked down to the low 80s, despite mostly sunny skies. Friday morning, we drop to the mid-60s. And again, lower humidity. So this Friday and into the weekend is going to be feeling pretty nice. We'll have a slight onshore wind develop by Friday and into the weekend closer to the coast, perhaps a skosh higher humidity, but we will be tracking low humidity inland and temperatures in the low 80s in the afternoon with mostly sunny skies, and it should be dry Friday, Saturday, and into Sunday with the Jags at home this weekend. In the tropics, we're tracking Peter and Rose, and they are moving off into the Atlantic, and no worries for us. Also, A tropical wave that will likely become our next depression or storm, and the next name is Sam on the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season list. That wave will be moving off to the west and west-northwest over the next couple of days. Depending on how quickly or slowly it develops will depend on if it makes its way back into the central Atlantic and no threat to land, if there's a weakness in the Bermuda High, or if the Bermuda High is a little bit stronger and that steers it a little bit farther west. So something we'll be watching out for over the next 5 to 7 days. No tropical threats locally over the next 7 days. That's at least some good news, but something we'll monitor in the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center. And, of course, Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris with his daily tropics blog, Talk of the Tropics with Mike, at ActionNewsJax.com and WOKV.com. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm First Alert Meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Chief Meteorologist Mike Burris back on TV this afternoon starting at 4 and 5 p.m. on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax.